Konnichiwa, Waffling Mafia. That's right. What's this? Look at that. It's a new camera. It's not going to make me look chubby. Anyways, right, as you can see, Luke is in Theo's seat because we sacked him.
He's gone.
He's gone forever.
Fuck him.
Little twat. But...
right, on a level, he's not gone. He's not sacked.
We love him. We do. Basically, Theo has some personal commitments for this week that, like, realistically, he cannot move, so he has to do it. But it means it's just me and Luke. But don't worry, this episode is going to be quality. We're not going to fuck it. We're not going to embarrass ourselves either. It's going to be 10 out of 10, and you're going to love us through and through. Yeah, your mum. Anyways, let's crack on.
It's quite funny because, obviously, when we were setting up for this episode,
yeah,
one of the cameras had been
playing up,
tampered with by an individual.
Okay, so my girlfriend had a go on the camera, this one, my lens, and I don't know why. Like, I'm not going to... Part of me wanted to message her just then, but Luke was like, don't do it, because I get very impulsive with when I'm frustrated.
You were fuming.
I was fuming, but there's no concrete evidence to say that it 100% was her that's... Okay, yeah, she's fucked the whole... No. But basically, yeah, like, it looked like she... I saw her changing the... She's fucked the whole thing up. fucked it up.
But the big part about... the big part about that was that you need a bit of time. It was lucky she wasn't here, so you couldn't flip. Like, do you know what I mean? But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Taking time to actually process things and you realise... they're not as annoying as they seemed at the time. But in the moment...
Yeah.
Like, you know, some people actively go out looking for fights. And you have those guys who are like... they're always just looking for it. Like, they're like, you'll try and squeeze through.
So what I kind of got into... Well, not got into, but, like, happened a couple of times. Say, after I started going on nights out after my boxing fight against KSI... you'd get, like, drunk lads that would give you, like, shit. And at first, like, I'd be like, oh, whatever, mate. Yeah, what's your bank account saying? No, not even that. I'm not even that guy either. But still, it's more of just, like, if that's how you want to spend your night out, you do you, don't care. But it got to a point where every single night out I'd go on, I'd just have these geezers, like, giving me shit as though, because I, like, lost a boxing fight.
Yeah.
Yet, like, realistically... if someone anyone laid a finger on you, mate, like you're getting fucked, and it started to grate on me. I was just like, oh, you think I can't fight? You think I'm a pussy? Yeah. So like people would start on me and keep on. I'd start knocking them out. It happened a couple of times, three or four times, and it was like I don't want to be that guy. I don't like that's dickhead moves. But it just was like it gets to a point, and bam bam and. And it was just like...
you were a lot younger at the time. Like, this would have been...
still like 22, 23 years ago.
Young.
I'm still young, am I? 25.
No, but... and that's the thing. Like, you do go on nights out, and I've always said ever since the time I got arrested, I hate any sort of conflict on a night out. I stay away from it.
Yeah, always try and defuse it, like, because it's never... you know, some people are like, oh, you need to stick up for yourself. But also, you need to look at, like... how is this actually going to influence you? And I think this is where getting hate online is almost like prepared me for any sort of like thing like that in real life now, because someone gives me shit and we're like, for the average person, someone talks to you in the way that I've been spoken to in real life on nights out before and it flares you up. It gets your, you know, it makes you see red a little bit and you react. Whereas like, mate, I've heard the stuff that's coming out of your mouth, I've heard like on a daily basis for years now. Like, okay.
Yeah, like, you got thicker skin.
Yeah.
But I do hate it, because you see a lot of fighting. You go on a night out, if you don't see a fight, well, I don't know where you're going out, because there's always some sort of fight on a night out, and I think we're quite fortunate that we've got a group of friends that are... We're not about that. There's no one in the group that is like, I hope I fucking find someone that wants a fight tonight. There is absolutely no one, but have you ever been hit?
I've been booted in the face in year 8.
Oh, I got booted in the face on a night out.
Like, I broke his nose, though. No, but I did, remember? And then, a few years later, he was messaging me on Facebook asking me to give him money. I think he was asking you as well.
As well.
Yeah, he's like, I'm homeless.
Yeah, which is quite sad, actually.
Yeah, yeah, no, it is. But back in the day, you used to really try and fucking bully me.
Yeah, but you did. You quite a lot of people wanted to fight you.
Yeah, but I still do. I've just always had that aura of just like, oh, I want to fucking spark him out.
Well, but not now he's homeless.
No, me.
Is it like oh, people, what's, oh, people some want people to spark,
people want to spark me out.
No, I do think that stems from... Because like me and you didn't really get on in the early days of school.
No.
And I'm not saying I was a great kid. Like, obviously, I was similar to how I am now, but in a much more relentless way.
Oh, yeah, you had no level-headedness. It was just all of the... You hated me at school. Like, you actually hated
me. But it was because you gave off that aura. Like, you did used to go around and call yourself the Wellard.
Well, it's because I was. So I was.
So it was...
It was the Wellard.
When you were younger, it was hard
but
to,
that
like...
came up. That was because in year six, I was heavily bullied. You'd get, like, followed home from school by this family. I'd get punched in the toilets. And I started secondary school, and I was like, look, I don't want that to happen again. So I'm gonna be the hard man. But it was because I was actually...
But in fairness, I didn't know you before secondary
school. Yeah, 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 innit? So that's why probably, yeah, that got... And I had my sticking out ears, so people would take the piss out of that. And so, I don't know, I just wanted to not get messed with again. But I think, yeah, if you didn't know me and you just know me from then and don't know my backstory, you'd think, oh, cunt.
Yeah, yeah. Because then when... I think... How did we became friends? Wasn't it through, like, music class? Or how we... I know how we became better friends. Yeah. But we were in music together. And I swear that was when it sort of... It was like... Oh, I think we're calm.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think when there's common ground, like 100%, like, yeah, like probably with anyone with any beef. This is the thing, like, you have beef with people that you don't know about. It's like the common thing that's happened with Jackmate and since he's been doing his podcast, yeah. Right? He'd, like, used to make videos when there'd be something he doesn't like about someone and it could have come across as, like, he's making videos attacking people, bullying them. And then he'd meet them in real life or do the podcast and be like, oh, actually, he's well all right. Yeah. Because he's actually had the chance to get to know them and vibe on a level. And I think, like, that's, like, now he's realised that and he's, like, you know, he's, you know, mentally, I don't know, probably realised a lot since starting the podcast and whatever. But I think that's what a lot of people would vibe with as well. A lot of people that you may have beef with, if you actually sat down and had a chat, it's like when me and KSI sat down and did the, you know, the waffling where we spoke about everything. We're now absolutely calm. It's like sitting down, actually talking about things. Like, you don't realise how much is actually solvable and how much you probably actually relate to someone and would get on with them. All right, so this question has the tagline, boyfriend humiliating me. All right, now that's an interesting one. I'm going to shorten it, but the beginning bit is me and my boyfriend, both 18, in a relationship for 3 years. We haven't had sex in over 8 months. I really want to get back in to have sex with him, but the reason he doesn't want to have sex with me is because I don't like shaving my vagina. And this is something that you have once said that, you know, you have an opinion on.
Yeah.
And the only time that they do have sex is orally when she sucks him off. Now, basically, it's made her think, like, does he only want to come, doesn't want to actually make love? Like, that's the whole point of when you have sex, right? Make
Wait,
love?
So that's what she...
She's now questioning, is it that he just wants to spunk and that is it? And just uses her as, like, a carcass to wank with?
Oh, God. Like, such a horrible way to say it.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, it's in... That's what she's sort of questioning because, like, yes, there's hair down there, which is a completely natural thing. Like, in caveman times, everyone had it. But now he's literally won't have sex with her at all because of it. What do you think about that, buddy?
All right. So I got called out because I said, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Right? That's not me, like, saying, oh, you should. You should shave your vagina. That, like, if you, like, no one can tell you to do anything.
Would you have sex with your girlfriend if she wouldn't shave like this young lady?
Look.
Well, you're actually having to think about
it. No. It's a sexual preference, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yes or no?
How long are we talking?
Full grown, buddy. She doesn't shave it at all. It's full grown. Natural.
I don't even like that on me, though. That's the thing.
No one said about your cock, mate. Everyone, no, come on. Would you yes or no? Or would you do what this geezer does and go 8 months without?
I just don't find hair attractive.
Yes.
We've
established...
I'm trying to avoid it.
No, buddy. You need to answer now. Would you make love? This isn't just suck and fuck. Fucky. No, this is make love. Would you make love with your girl?
I would go. I would go as far as saying we would have sex a lot less, because I personally don't like it. And at no point have I said, you better shave. Like, I don't say that to her. I'm fortunate she doesn't like it as well on herself, which I think maybe a lot of girls do. Maybe some of them also think that way because they feel the pressure that they have to be like that. You don't. But yeah, no, well, I guess maybe that is bad. Maybe I have made her feel pressure.
So wait, so I'm just going to quickly say something. As much as like I'm saying what you wouldn't have sex, oh my God, this is such a big thing for you. Look, nothing is too big or too small. If it's a preference, it's a preference.
Yeah.
Right? And this is the thing that like, obviously, I'm playing the opposite point of view.
Devil's advocate.
Yeah, devil's advocate for myself. It's like, if that is a big thing for you in a girl, well then that is that like in what you're attracted to. Just like for me, the fact that they like hot air balloons is a big thing. Hypothetically, if that's something that is quite vital for me, well, no one can tell me that's not important or that is important because it's my preference.
Yeah,
and this is your preference.
I had this conversation the other day with some of the guys at uni, and obviously, like it's a weird thing, like girls. Having in their bio, like, must be over 6 foot or something. But if their if their preference, right, is a tall guy.
Yeah.
Well, it's a preference, like.
Yeah, but no, what they haven't met me.
Well, yeah, and that is where I think, in something like that, I think everyone should be given the opportunity. But when it does come down to the, you know, getting down and dirty.
Yeah.
Personally, not a fan of the hair, and like, I'm not even saying it has to be bald. It doesn't have to be shaven, like
bristles.
But yeah, because I'm not gonna lie,
sandpaper.
I once went down on a girl.
Yeah.
Who had a bit of hair there for a reason I won't go into.
Right.
And like the next day, I swear to God, like where it irritated. You know, I got quite sensitive skin.
Yeah, you had sand burn.
Mate, I had like 50 spots, and I'm not even joking. To the point, right, we had college the next day. I had to get my mum to put makeup on me. So I came in school with all these spots. And I think it was from that. Oh my God. Where it irritated my skin.
Yeah, so, I mean, that could be the reason that you just
maybe
say.
Maybe that's
like,
put me off it.
Yeah, maybe you're scarred from that. But I think, look, the bottom line is, when we're talking about, like, what this geezer is doing, is it that she obviously says, I don't know if I said it in the email, but that she used to shave? Right, so she used to, when they first got together. Bear in mind, like, sorry, but this is like when they're, so they're 18 now. This was 3 years ago that they started getting together.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't even have sex till then.
What, till you're 18?
Well, I was 17. Oh, fuck
kids,
me.
Kids are starting younger nowadays.
Oh, God. Anyways, what I'm saying is that the girl that she's now not the girl that he started going out with, i.e., if she's changed something like that, that's very, like, say if that's a big thing for him in his preference. Yeah. That's where it's you got to be authentic to you from the outset and throughout, because otherwise it's going to get to a point like she's got where she's like, look, I just don't like doing this. And she's going to.
Which not is be able, fair enough, by
yeah,
the
which
way.
Yeah, 100% fair enough. But I think the thing here, ideally, you need to go, look, from now on, I'm going to be the real me from the outset and not try and do what I feel like I should do to impress that will be make me more socially acceptable or whatever, because it will end up getting you in sticky situations like this. Now, what they do moving forward from here is, like, you've got to assess, look, how important is sex for you? Because, you know, if a girl said to me, mate, unless you shave and you're bald down there all the time, I'm not going to have sex with you, I go, sling your hook.
Yeah, which
like,
is
sling
fair
your
enough.
Hook, because I'm worth more than a few pubic hairs.
And here's the thing, right? I know, like, I say maybe I'd have sex with my girlfriend less.
Yeah,
if she had it. But I think, look, if you actually put me in the situation, chances are we're probably just going to have sex normally.
Yeah, mate, realistically, like, all it takes for me is, like, one grab of the throat. Now, that sounds fucked, mate. That's a, no, hold on.
A consensual grab of the throat.
Fucking hell. No, sorry. Sorry, let me quickly backtrack on that.
That might be wise.
No. So basically, like, I find the neck really attractive, okay?
Yeah.
So just, you know, like when you're kissing and you sort of like, so not this, sometimes this. was quite sexual.
But when you saw like come up,
but like even just grabbing my girlfriend's neck turns me on, and I don't give a toss what like if she's you know some geezers would be like oh unless they're wearing makeup or unless they're wearing you know dressed or if even if they've showered or, okay no, I won't go into that but like basically like when you start getting turned on for me I see one thing and that is that I want to make love
and that is the thing literally like I know what you're saying and like I'll bring that back to the point I just said at the end of the day if you're in the mood you're in the mood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's the way as males, like we are designed. Don't get me wrong as well. So like this geezer, right? I think at the impressionable age of like 18, he may have become very conditioned to like what he thinks he's attracted to. Like, and that is it. I.e., it has to be a bald vagina. Between the ages of even fucking like 21 and now, my fucking libido's gone through the roof. No one spoke about you. No, but in terms of like, I've become far more caveman-like, i.e. when I was a porn addict back in the day, yeah. It would have to be more like certain circumstances would turn me on. Like, I'd need to be, it need to be almost a perfect
scenario. You wanted to
scenario.
Be a pizza delivery boy.
Or a doctor, a teacher, even a student sometimes.
A teacher?
Yeah, like, I'm the teacher and they're the other teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not that they're underage.
No, yeah, but obviously, if you're saying you're a teacher...
Oh, no.
So two teachers having sex.
No, but no, an outfit is more like the outfits.
Okay.
Like role play.
Yeah, because that, like, that's a normal
Yeah, I'm not
thing.
Saying actually be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So more like, no, but I wouldn't even do role play. I've never actually really done role play, mate. But what I'm saying is that like, the more I've like left the porn behind and left the fucking all of that, your animalistic instincts take over and you start to like, you'll get in that position and you won't be able to help yourself but be attracted to true human beings rather than attracted to what you've watched on a screen forever and ever and ever, especially at that young age, like I say. So basically, I think this geezer has got two options. Either he loves you through and through and he's willing to work with you and accept you for the way you are, or you go, look, if he's not willing to accept me for who I am, I deserve better and I need to fucking... Yes, I may have an attachment to this person, but I need to pursue my happiness.
Yeah, at the end of the day, do not... Like, if you do not want to shave down there, just because this geezer wants you to,
yeah,
don't do it. Like, yeah. At the end of the day, unless you feel like, no, if you don't want to do it, just don't fucking
do it. Yeah, straight
and
up.
And I think 8 months to not have sex is pretty fucked up.
Yeah, like, what's he doing? Like, because is he secretly just like, I don't know, getting with others? I don't know, but like, I couldn't do that. Yeah, I don't know. That's very, very dodgy. As we always want to quickly... promote every episode now. Please continue to message Tango Ice Blast saying bring out the fruity Don. Obviously, we have them every episode. We, you know, advertise them every time.
And
but
cinemas are open again now.
Cinemas are opening again now. So it's like get the fruity Don in cinemas at Tango Ice Blast. Put that in the comments. Put that to their DMs and just let them know because we really want you to try this stuff because it's quality. What else is there? Next question.
Oh, actually... I've been at uni a lot recently. It's exam season. So I've been having like, you know, you do anything to not work. So we have all these weird conversations. So I had a conversation with a girl yesterday.
Yeah.
Who was talking about her friend.
Right.
And her boyfriend wanted to piss in her mouth. Right?
Yeah.
So as in like, basically as a sexual act.
Well, that would get him off.
Yeah. So he was like, please, can I piss in your mouth? So,
do you reckon that's to do with the level of disrespect? It's almost like because I was having this conversation actually, not about pissing in mouths.
This girl said it was the hottest thing she's ever done.
Hottest? What? She liked it.
She said it was like thought it was amazing.
Wait, they both loved it through and through, mate. That's fucked. I mean, fair enough. Like each their own. Like there's some very dodgy fetishes out there, but I wonder why she liked it. Why did she like it? Does she like get spunk in the gob?
Well, no, it's piss.
No, but does she like that as well? Because like, imagine if she was like, yeah, I don't like it when he spunks, but piss, fuck that. Do you know what I mean? Like, well,
Well, mate, I don't like, but it's that thing. Obviously, True Geordie had
Obviously, the shitting thing. Maybe that's, you know, it's all about being outrageous. The more outrageous it is can actually, you know, fucking make you feel more freaky.
Because I mean, we spoke about the spitting in the mouth. Thing.
Spitting in the mouth, yeah.
Like, that's a weird thing, but the moment, there is something quite good about it.
Even like a slap.
What?
Nah, but like, as in, well, yeah. Nah, because like I've been realizing this thing. I've been realizing this thing a little bit where it's just like, you know, I just slap in any area.
What do you mean? What area?
I'm quite no, but
I know that obviously saying, the arse, like spanking.
Okay, slapping anywhere, but then also like overall, I've realised my sort of fetishes and turns-ons are a little bit disrespectful. But it's almost like
that domination thing. Yeah, though.
But is that what it is? It's almost like, is it where my body's like, wow, this person's really got a power over me with their, well, not person, I'm talking about my girlfriend, but like, do you know what I mean? Like, got such a power over me sexually that she can make me feel a way that it's like, oh, let me tame this beast and show her who the real boss is. Is that what it is? Is that what my brain's doing? I don't know. But I really, you know, absolutely pinning them down by the throat and being very aggressive is quality.
Yeah, but mate, at the end, and this goes back to maybe the pubic hair thing where that's your preference in the bedroom. That's what you like. Everyone is a bit, I think everyone has their kinks, but...
Are you a kinky bugger? Like, really kinky as fuck?
No.
You've pissed on your girlfriend. We've spoken about that before.
Not in a sexual way.
No, me neither. It's just when you're in the shower or...
Yeah, like when you're in the shower together, and because it's funny. No, that is disrespectful, though.
Yeah, but why is you... Yeah, but, like, pissing on their back.
Why should...
Where did you piss on your girlfriend?
Oh, probably like on her leg like a fucking dog or something.
What, you cocked your leg up?
No,
you were on all fours, mate.
Oh. No. But that is not a... Like, I don't... Like, the idea of that in the bedroom...
Wait, hold up. So when... this story that you're actually saying, he pissed in her mouth just in bed.
Well, I mean, they might have been in a place that was better... For cleaning purposes.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was, as a sexual act, they were partaking in sex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was like, piss in my mouth.
When you have a rod on, I swear, right?
Very hard.
Well, lads, let me know this. Because I believe that the actual passage, you know, like train tracks, when you've got a train track that actually goes off into two train tracks, and it does that thing where it like switches so that the train goes on to one or the other, right? I feel like that's what you've got in your knob. So either the spunk cavity is on, or the piss one is. You can't have both, and I think that our bodies are designed like that. So when you've got a rod on, I feel like the piss one is actually... Shut off.
Wait, have you never had a piss while you got a stalk?
Yeah, but doesn't it slowly go down as you're doing it? Because you're almost... Because you have to stand there for ages while you let it come, don't you? You, like, let it, wait for it to, you know? No?
Yeah, it's harder. Okay, it's much harder. But obviously, like, normally you have that problem in the morning when you've got, like, morning glory.
I've had this before. I've been told, and I don't know if I vibe with this a little bit. When you need a piss, does sex feel better?
No. I have to pause and go for a piss.
So I've been told, I've heard before from you know, someone, who? Just someone, that it actually felt better when they need a wee. So like sex in the morning was good because it's like they need a wee and it's more stimulative in that area, deep within.
Really? Wait, a girl?
Yeah.
If their bladder is swollen.
Yeah.
Is there like maybe... Like, less of a gap for your cock. So, like, is it, like, maybe hitting...
Well, so my small knob finally touches the sides. Is that what you're saying?
No, but, like, if it's, you know, if it is hitting more surface within there...
Yeah,
because have you ever done that thing? Oh, God. God, I hate the fact that my mum is watching this right
Wait,
now.
Wait, you're thinking about your mum?
No, but I'm just about to say something.
Okay,
and I'm thinking,
wait, like, she actually watching right now?
Well, she watches every episode.
Oh, fuck.
Every single episode.
Oh, God. Knows but everything about me.
Done that thing when you're like... God. Oh, God. When you're like...
Say it. Go on, say it.
Fingering a girl.
Yeah.
And you like press down on their stomach a bit. You ever tried that?
Oh. Yeah. Where their bladder is?
Yeah, like press down.
Wait, what does that do? What does that do?
I don't really know.
What, does it feel good for them?
I think so. It has...
Well,
like...
Well, if the... Oh my God, I'm sorry, I was acting something out for those listening.
You know.
Just sort of like, so you're in there.
Yeah, you're in there.
So we're deep within right now. where is the G spot on a girl? Because I think I know, but I don't actually know.
I think it may, do you reckon it's different for every girl? But I definitely, maybe. I definitely know where it is for my girlfriend. But you have to, just in case we break up and anyone ever wants to satisfy her.
No, God,
you. But I think it's the same with every girl. You go in,
yes,
with the two fingers. I think two is a good amount.
Yeah.
And you sort of curl up.
Yeah.
And you really like.
Yeah.
You push on the up thing.
Yeah.
But isn't that sort of where the bladder is? Is it like down there?
So really.
So I need a wee right now, and it feels about there.
I need a piss
there.
As well. Everyone listening needs a piss too. Yeah, maybe. No, yeah, because and then you sort of like do the come to bed, daddy.
Yeah.
Come to daddy. Like. Fuck me, what's going on? What is going on?
Theo, come back.
Theo, please come back. But yeah, like, it's pretty fucked. But why are we talking about this again?
How the fuck has it got to this?
But did you know the insides of a vagina has the same material as the inside of your mouth?
Really?
What do you feel in your mouth? Ah, that is what the inside walls of a vagina made out the exact same thing. So that's why you could say suck jobs feel good for that reason. It actually feels like a vagina.
If, I mean, I think they're very hit and miss.
Oh, they are. Mate, okay, so this, does it depend how the position you're in as well?
Oi, I'm going to say, I think, did we not speak about this? Standing up. If you're in an upwards position.
Okay, so I'm going to act it out. Oh, stop recording, one sec.
For those of you on audio, Joe's going to tell you what he's acting out.
So, am I actually going to do this? Okay, so, just two boys in a room. Oh my God, Theo, please come back. You know like when you saw, I'm not going to do this, I'm too uncomfortable.
Hang on, show me how you like being sucked off, mate.
Oh God, it's horrendous. But anyways, I don't like lying down on my back, right? But being anywhere that's like more upright, it's different gravy. There's something about it. And then when you, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I think standing up, ever like knelt on the bed?
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Really?
That's exactly about what I was about to say.
And what position?
Like you're kneeling down.
And what position are they in? They're also like on their knees.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Grab the hair. That's what every other fucking no. Oh God. Oh,
what have we done?
Yeah, I don't know. But basically, yeah. You know. It's quite good really, isn't it?
It is.
Now Gazinis, I'm with you right now. We've got a sponsorship message from our boys and girls and lovely sponsorship partners at Free Trade. Pretty much one of the greatest investing applications you will ever use. And our friend Luke here, he's a great advocate. He's used it so many times. So Luke, what's so good about Free Trade?
Boys, I've said this every week about getting you into investing. And there was a comment the other day saying, give it a fucking rest, mate.
Well, it's true though. Like he's literally spitting pure facts. If anything, no, Luke, I've actually learned a lot from you because I've been using Free Trade myself. It's a great app. So easy, user-friendly. And like the best bit about it is like knowing that that money that is otherwise sitting there dormant, not really doing anything, is being put to good use.
Yes.
Like, yes, it's money I may lose because, you know, it is a risk. But at the end of the day, I'm using an amount that I know I can afford to lose. And best case scenario, I fucking turn that amount of money, triple it, you know, quadruple it and make it do some work for me. So,
Did you get your free share? Because I signed up. I got like, it was worth like £5, but it was a free fiver.
Yeah.
That I got for nothing.
But that's the thing. So that's the offer that we've got, the Waffling Boys have got for you. So it's going to be, if you go to freetrade.io/waffling and you register and fund your account, you will randomly get allocated a free share between £300 and £200. Like that's huge. And you can do whatever you want with that share. So get involved, make the money that you are willing to risk, do some work, fucking do it, boys. You've got this. And girls and everyone. I'm being serious. The disclaimer I must say is don't forget that when you invest, your capital is at risk. The value of investments can go up as well as down, and you may receive back less than your original investment. Am I clear with you? Are you understanding me right now? Because I'd be in freaking, I'd be serious.
Back to the show.
Anyways, back to the show.
You know, since we've been doing this, these free trade ads, yeah. I think there might be one in this episode.
Right.
I get, I don't know about you, I get loads a lot of questions message. Asking about investing.
Well, this is the thing, right? So you lot right now, I know you may not be into it, but you know the whole like cryptocurrency thing? For ages now, I've been like, oh, shut up, get out of my life. But like, people just making like, obviously lots of money off it. Hasn't JJ turned a million into 5 million?
Yeah, I think that's what
KSI,
he did.
KSI. Right?
He's got like his KSI crypto account.
Yeah, I followed his KSI crypto account because I'm trying to...
Look, because you messaged me the other day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I dabble.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, should I just do everything that he's tweeting about? That's what
I'm saying. I'm like, surely if KSI's made 5 million from crypto, I'm like, surely he knows what he's on about. If I just copy everything he says, surely I'll earn 5 million. Is that not how it works? I just don't even get it.
But well, that's the thing. I mean, because I've also got a lot of questions from people saying, what should I invest in? I think most importantly, is do your own research into things.
Yeah, but what does that mean, do your own research? How can you research what other people are saying? So technically, you're looking at what other people are doing.
Yeah, yeah, but you've got to look at what a lot of different things are saying. What's the actual, with crypto... And I'm not going to make out that I'm some expert, because I'm not, I'm an idiot. But there are certain capabilities of different, like, projects that have better fundamentals. The big thing at the moment is Dogecoin.
Is that based on that dog meme, Doge?
Yes, mate, that's what it is. And, in principle, it's pointless. It's shit, it's shit, it doesn't do anything.
Mm.
But, obviously, it's got, like, Elon Musk behind it. So the coin is fucking pumped. People that got their stimulus checks last year in the US, they got them in April. And there's a big thing like going around, like, put your stimulus check in Dogecoin. And like, the sensible person would say, yeah, don't fucking do that. The government have just given you like $1,500 or whatever. Keep it safe because Dogecoin is useless. Mate, if you did that today, you'd have like 250 grand.
God, mate, do you know, right? I got offered to be paid in Bitcoin years ago. I was going to get...
Should have fucking taken that.
Because now one Bitcoin is like, what, $40,000?
It's down at... Oh, yeah, about $40,000.
Yeah, like...
It was up at like 67, I think peak was.
I was going to get paid in Bitcoin and we were like, what are you on about? Give me 500 real pounds. Like,
that would have been the biggest deal of your life. Like, imagine if they were like, oh, we'll give you 4 Bitcoin.
Just like, what, 200 grand? No, for like near that.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It would. Fuck. Fuck it. Wait, do any of you guys do it like full on now?
Because you want advice, don't you? You're like, as in, you want people to tell you what to
do. Yeah, basically, everyone in the comments, can you just let me know, what should I invest my money into cryptocurrency-wise, and I'll give you a quid.
Because...
But wait, on Waffling, couldn't we do a thing where we're like, everyone invest into this currency,
all right, so
and then we make it really expensive, or, you know... Go up, and then we withdraw our money and get really rich.
Yeah, and everyone else gets really poor.
Why do they all get poor,
so
mate?
This is the thing with pump and dump schemes, right?
Pump and dump, is that what Jake Paul's currently doing?
Well, yeah, and this is the thing, it's semi-irresponsible for, like, these huge people to be saying, like, buy into this, because we don't know why they're saying that and how much they've got in there. What's their interest? Mate, this is what the Wolf of Wall Street used to do with stocks.
Well, mate, it's like you could technically put that as to what they're doing with the vaccine. They're going, oh, everyone get the vaccine, but you don't know who's got shares in it.
All right, yeah.
Like the government, all the ministers have shares in it.
Yeah, but remember that the vaccine is free.
Yeah, but someone sure is getting...
The whole coronavirus thing... Like, this is not a conspiracy or anything, like, very much believe in the whole thing.
Yeah.
But the amount of, like, fraud that has gone on within it, i.e., like, these Tories giving their mates money.
Yeah.
Like, giving multi-billion pound contracts to their friends who have, like, no expertise in the field. That's literally been rife within this thing. Think of the whole Test and Trace app thing.
Test and Trace, yeah. Why? What's wrong with that?
Mate, they were paying consultants like millions a day to like just to operate it and like create it. But like Google had literally said they'd do it for free. Google, but this firm was like basically, I think they call it Tory cronyism. They're giving it to their cronies.
Their buddies.
Yeah, and that's what they do.
Oh, fuck it. But that's happened since the beginning of time. There's nothing, just because COVID's now got a spotlight on it, it's just, because I saw someone saying like, oh, you know, yeah, like all of the government have shares in, the vaccine or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
different so they're companies.
Yeah, they're going to earn money from the vaccine rolling out. But like, isn't that the logical thing to do anyway? Like, as in, just COVID is a thing that's huge, but don't they have shares in other pharmaceuticals? And isn't that just what they've always done anyway?
Yeah, but I think what you have to look at... It is definitely what they've always... I mean, there's something going on. I don't really understand much about it, but something going on with, like, David Cameron at the moment, who was paid, like, loads of money to basically do something while he was Prime Minister from a company that he had shares in and everything. It was all, like, quite complicated. But, yeah, like... The problem is like, well, surely there's a conflict of interest here. Why a lot of the times do companies that actually aren't the best people for the job get these deals just because there's links?
It's mental. Now, fucking hell, what do you reckon are the fundamentals to a healthy relationship?
Well, yeah, like we go back to them not having sex for 8 months. That's not fucking healthy. I think you have to want to...
Isn't there like, wait, you lot listening, right? Isn't there like a... 5 secrets to a happy relationship, and you have to have a certain or there's different things that basically people need, and it's almost like you have to have the complementary ones or else it won't work out, something like that.
Do you mean that each party needs to bring a certain set?
Yeah, and if there's things. Anything missing, then it could go, yeah, basically something like that. But I know fundamentally for me, I need to want to absolutely fucking like face fuck. No, yeah. I need to stop saying that. But you know what I mean? Like, as in, there needs to be that element of pure, raw sexual energy.
Oh, mate, of course.
Even just looking them in the eye.
Like, and I think the longer you're in a relationship, that sort of the element that is there at the start,
yeah,
in that respect, does wear off to the point where it's not as intense. I think if it wears off to the point where you're like, I don't even care, like, anymore about sleeping them. With them.
Yeah.
That's when you have a problem. I think, you know, you become normalized. We've spoken about it with even porn where
yeah.
you have to mix it up. You have to watch different things because, you said, like, last week how, I think it's last week, how a lot of people end up watching gay porn because it's so, you said it.
Oh, yeah, no, but someone, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but because maybe it's so different that they've literally gone through everything. And they need, so in a relationship, you do become very normalized. There's almost nothing that person can do that is new and out of the ordinary. But I think you're fine with that. If you're in a relationship where you do have that chemistry of, or that sexual chemistry, I think you're just happy that to always do it with that person. Because it also has to be good. I think there are, like, I'm sure you've had sex with someone and you've been like, that was awful.
Well, it's more like you feel nothing. Yeah. Like, as in, this is where I really started to believe in that whole idea of that chemistry. Like, you need that raw sexual energy that's just there between you. And it's like, someone can be well fit and attractive, but then you're fucking them, and it just feels like you're just doing a motion rather than like, it's even like my knob doesn't feel sensitive because it's like, and I feel like that's connected to that energy, the sexual energy. It's like, it is just like, yeah, I am just doing a movement on a carcass.
Oh, I hate the word carcass, I swear.
It's a dead body. No, well, they were alive.
Obviously.
No, yeah. So basically, and I think that's where it's just vital, really. But there is the thing of, like, position-wise. Like, each position does feel different. But I mean, look, even this. Like,
I think a lot of position is about the view.
Oh, yeah, because, no, visually it has to be a certain thing as well. Like, 100%. Like, sometimes, don't get me wrong, sometimes I've had it where it's literally like, I'm not even looking. I'm literally just, like, buried in. And it's just like, it's just such a euphoric feeling that it's just quality. But sometimes, I mean, yeah, like, that view has, like, you have to look at your girl and go, this is fucking $1 million as you're doing it. And that, like, you're almost, yeah, like, it's quality. And if that wasn't present, I'd be like, if I'm like, this is shit, as in, this isn't a great view, then that's also, yeah, like.
And there is more to a relationship than sex as well.
Oh, 100%.
I think on a level, you need to be able to confide in them, sit down, talk to them, have a laugh with them.
Yeah.
be happy to do things. Intellectual with them.
Intellectual conversation is a big thing as well for me. Like, I want to be able to learn from them. Like, as in, like, I want to be able to listen to you talking, and I'm like, I'm enlightened. It's not like I'm,
I think there's a thing, there's that hate always being the one in control. It, and I mean, like, in the sense of a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it's nice to have someone that sparks conversation with you and, like, yeah, gets you thinking.
Yeah.
Rather than it just being, like, you know, oh, I'm bringing everything.
And almost enlightening you. And I think as well, like, not being afraid to say that you're wrong. As in, like, you know, that ideology that, like, oh, and this is sometimes with family and friends as well, like, oh, I'm your brother, so therefore you have to always back me no matter what.
It's like,
well, what if I'm fundamentally wrong and doing something that's evil? Like, I expect you to, like...
Call me out.
Yeah, to call me out on it and say what you truly think, well, not be a yes man, essentially.
So there's that thing always used to... Oh,
bleep that name, Tom.
Yeah. Always used to say about girls is he would... Because he had a, I think he had a girlfriend. And he was like, oh, she was the sort of girl where... If you said you supported Chelsea, she would say she supported Chelsea. If you then said you supported Tottenham, she would support Tottenham.
Yeah.
And I think it's that, like, sheepish
thing where, like,
you want someone a lot... And maybe maybe it's the way that, like, society has brought these roles out of men and women where, like, maybe naturally men are always expected to take the lead. But I think in a lot of cases... I think, like, I like the fact that my girlfriend is not always like, oh, yeah, you're brilliant, you're right. Like,
yeah,
I agree with that. Like, she'll happily say, you're a fucking cockend. Like, like, and I think you need that. You have to, you call your friends out. That's a healthy friendship.
Yeah, it's like, it's not, you know, sometimes it may, it's almost, you're not as close if you feel like you need to, like, people please with your boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, make sure, oh, there's being supportive, and then there's just like being a bumlick or like not being your own person. It's like you need to have your own values, stick to who you are. It's that thing we were saying before about, you know, be the authentic you.
I was literally going to pull it back to that girl. We can almost say, mate, big respect that you're doing something you want to do. You don't want to shave down there, and you're fully firm in it and saying, well, I don't have to do that just because my boyfriend wants me to.
I want
to leave it.
Yeah.
And yeah, fair enough.
That is literally it. And that is the beauty of it. What beauty of it. What about, I was about to say something. Oh, yeah, upbringing. Right, so this is a mental thing. Everyone listen, okay? So do you think people that are, and I know the answer is basically yes, but people that are a single child compared to having brothers and sisters are completely, like, different genres of human being? Because I almost put, like, after getting to know, like, my girlfriend more, the fact that she's the only child, and, like, obviously, like, good family, but had to fend for herself a bit and sort of had to learn a lot herself, didn't have an older brother or sister to learn from or whatever, and the way that she's able to carry herself, back herself, you know, all of that, I think is down to the fact that she was an only child that had to get on with it in a lot of circumstances.
Yeah, mate, all right, I definitely think this, because I look back at school, right, and I was a bit of a, like, I wasn't, like, scared of anyone. I was always a bit cocky.
No, you were just scared of me a little.
Yeah, the wellard, terrified. I always put that down to the fact that I had a brother that was 8 years older than me, and I feel like if anyone ever did anything, I could just be like, oi. And, like, you know, you feel like you can fall back on someone like a brother. Like, your parents, you'd never expect your parents to go and, like, threaten a child.
Yeah.
But, like, whether my brother would have done it or not, I never got into that sort of trouble. But, like, I always had in my mind, it was like, well, if anyone ever did anything to me, I'd just go get my brother on them.
Yeah.
And... feel like, yeah, if you're a single child, do you feel like you have to become more naturally resilient by yourself?
Yeah, maybe there's certain things you have to, like, learn and all of that. And it's like...
I think of also the things that my brother taught me and maybe what your sister taught you, words, even like just doing certain things.
Yeah, because it's been beneficial in some ways, like having my sister to learn from. Maybe it's because she's a girl, I don't know. I've been brought up mostly by women. I was, like, for a long time until, like, the new babies come along. Like, the only real, like... boy in the family, but through that's why I'm so fruity and all that, because I think I've learned from girls in some ways it's like taught me to be, like, quite empathetic for and understand women and something like that, whereas some geezers you see, like, I have no idea why my girl saying this, or what she's, or what she means by this. And it's like, well, you, and then you find out they've just got three brothers and like haven't really been around women their life. And it's like, oh, that's why. I feel, basically, my bottom line is I feel like your upbringing and who you're surrounded with early on can actually shape you quite big.
Yeah, well, as in,
that doesn't limit you. It doesn't mean you can't adapt and learn more.
More than we actually think, because obviously everyone knows like the whole nature nurture debate.
Yeah,
I definitely think it comes down to even like, you look at who you hang out with. Think of how many, like, you remember like people maybe that you were friends with at primary school that were like good kids, like nice, young, polite kids. And then they maybe go to secondary school, get involved with the wrong bunch.
Yeah.
And you even see their family. They've got like a great family, like supportive, nice, normal parents. And then you've got like this little fuck that just turns out to be a shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's the nutty thing. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I've actually learned that about myself in some way. In the, and let me know what you lot think. When you hang around different like people or environments, does it have an impact on you? Because I sit here and go like, oh, I am who I am. Yeah, I stick true to who I am, and I do. But at the same time, if I hang around with people that are drinking alcohol loads, I will drink alcohol more. Yeah, or if I live a more unhealthy lifestyle, I will do that. The evidence shows. Whereas when I'm with someone like my girlfriend, for example, but like healthy, fucking on it, works hard, all of that, and that's rubbing off on me now. And that's another good thing. It's like I know that's how I actually want to be, and that's what I think drawn me to her a lot more as well. The fact that, yeah. Can you hang around with people that are living an unhealthy lifestyle and stay healthy? Like, is that even is that a possibility? But what if they're the only friends you have?
Yeah, mate. And this is, it's hard, isn't it? Because I see, since I've been in the cryptoverse, I look at stuff on Instagram and your explore page, like tailors itself. So I get all these like motivational business quotes now where it's like, you know, oh, if your inner circle isn't like talking about being successful and whatever, like, dump them and get new friends or something, which I agree with to an extent, where it's like, yeah, like you need the people around you to be sort of on your level. You need to be like interested in the same things, have the same goals. It's good to have different sort of people. I'm not saying like be all fucking clones of each other, but you know, if we're talking about bad influences here, that's exactly what you don't need in your life. And I think if that does mean, don't cut all your friends out, because this is hard, because bad influences are not necessarily bad friends.
What if they're like the only friends you have, mate? Like, what if you find it hard to make friends, and it's like the only friends I've got are actually a bit shit and actually not good for me, like, technically? Like, taking that plunge to go, I'm not going to hang out with these people and just go on my own is actually, like, a bit mad. Like, to imagine comprehending that, like, what do you lot think?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, because then they're like, what if you never find, like,
other friends?
Yeah.
Well, mate, I was at a point, you know, like where obviously going in with when I was pursuing YouTube, I sort of, it got to a point where I was like, oh, I'm not going to come on nights out, because that's like, I need to focus on like doing my videos. I've got a video that needs doing. And I sort of became a bit more distanced with like you lot, you know, all our schoolmates. Yeah. Oh, I don't know what that was. And then flipping, I don't know if someone's just broke into the house.
Surely that was the front door.
Was that the front door? I mean, we got a door open in the back.
Oh,
I'd get a notification. Anyways, right. So yeah, I got a bit distant, and then it was like, after, you know, and then I was friends with Elliot for a bit. Obviously, then that all fell apart. And mate, I had no real like mates, other than obviously the Waffling Boys. I wasn't like, oh, I've got loads of close mates. Like, I don't actually have many. And then that's when I was planning to, like, I was going to go traveling on my own. Yeah. I was planning all these things on my own. Like, I tried making videos just on my own. And I mate, there was this overwhelming thing of like, fuck, this is actually, I feel quite sad, mate. I'd rather do this with people.
And that's the thing. I wouldn't wish no friends on anybody, because I think that must be the most lonely thing ever. Yeah. I think we literally, 100%, all the boys speak every single day. And like, obviously we're blessed with iMessage and that sort of stuff. But if they were the wrong type of friends, would I feel as lucky?
Well, no. Well, this is the thing. But would you know if they were the wrong type of friends? Because you think, oh, yeah, this is what I want to do. Like, for example, oh, I'm going to be fucking real. Okay, so part of this argument that I had the other day with this bird was like, she's the sister of someone who I hang around with, and you could very quickly see that she was a bad influence.
In my opinion, the girl was, or the sister?
This sister who was visiting, who isn't normally around.
Is that who you had the argument with?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had this sister that was visiting. Okay. Like, evidently got a drug problem.
Okay.
Evidently influential on people that she's around. Borderline, like, portrays, like, I can imagine, like, a lot of people are scared of her.
Yeah.
Like, as in her, you know. And that, like, she was there just doing loads of drugs, all this, that, and the other, and smoking indoors with her dog there that she brought down on the tube. Imagine taking your dog on the tube, bruv. And just, and you got the vibe, she only brought it down just to be like, oh, everyone, look at my dog. Like, as in, it was almost like an attention-seeking thing. Like, whatever, that's my opinion. Anyways, what I'm trying to get at here, it was very apparent to me that how much someone, how basically hanging around with the wrong people, like, and how influenced people can be. That's basically what I'm getting at here, and negatively. And
yeah.
that person, the way she was just doing drugs, her sister, who I normally hang around with, like, she doesn't smoke all the time. She's just smoking loads. Just like, I've actively heard her say, oh, I hate seeing my sister do drugs, but there she was doing loads of drugs. Don't get me wrong, like, we've all dabbled, but, like, it's, I don't know, it's just, it's just really, like, made me feel like I don't want to get into a thing ever now of hanging around the wrong people, because it's so clear how it can have an influence and you don't even know. That's the point I'm trying to get out here. Like, yeah. You may think, oh, these people, they have my back. Yeah, they're great people, but they've got you into, like, doing drugs, like, you're like signing up to things that you don't want to do, going to things that you don't want to do, hanging around with more people that really aren't great for you, and you can become so blind to it.
Yeah, and I was going to touch on the same sort of point where everyone likes to think that they're like a really strong, resilient person and they're their own person.
Yeah.
They'd never be influenced by that or this. Everyone is.
Mate, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, you are. Whoever you're hanging around with, you just get involved.
In it.
And you do it whether you sort of realise you're doing it or not.
Yeah. No, it is mental. It is mental. Now, something I want to touch on, actually.
Can I piss first?
Oh, yeah, okay, go for a week. One sec, guys, one sec. Now, big announcement. It's not actually officially confirmed. Basically, I got contacted by the head of Sky Sports Boxing, Adam Smith. This is a picture of him. now, basically, he was like, Joe, Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul. Would you like to commentate and do all the build-up, flying out to America to cover the whole fight and commentate on a fucking Floyd Mayweather fight? Yes, it's against Logan Paul, but, like, do you want to do it? And obviously I replied, like, yes, I'm
obviously
up for it. But it really got me thinking. I was like, fuck off. How has this happened where, like, I, on paper, should not be anything to do with boxing? Like, if you look at, like, what happened. But last fight, Mike Tyson. This fight now, Mayweather. Both, like, this one, this is going to be on Sky Sports box office as well. Commentating. It's, like, blown my mind, but at the same time, like, as an outsider and as people watching, what are your views on me getting this opportunity? Like, do you think it's right, or do you think, like, actually, Joe, mate, you shouldn't be allowed to do that?
Because the thing is, right, with the fight involving Floyd Mayweather, this isn't like Gibb versus Jake Paul, for example, where boxing fans are not interested.
Yeah.
I think every boxing fan is going to be interested at the prospect of watching Floyd Mayweather fight.
Correct, yeah.
Always.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many of them do you reckon are like, why have they got this fucking schmuck on?
Yeah.
To commentate, like, what the fuck does he know?
Like, who the fuck is that guy? Like, literally, who is he?
You love boxing. You're a boxing fan.
Yeah.
It just so happens you're a YouTuber that has also had a fight. So, I mean, it makes perfect sense, does it not?
Mm. Yeah, but it's the thing of, like, what do you know? Like, it's almost like how, and I get this idea with, like, the whole, like, boxing lot. It's like, what, you haven't earned the right to be there. Like, all these other people that present boxing have been, like, champions and whatnot. It's like, how can you sit there and have a valid opinion that's taken seriously? And this is where I almost, like, love that, because I love the idea of going in there and feeling like that feeling I get afterwards, where it's like, you know what, I actually held myself well there. Like, I said stuff that was authentic to me, and I felt like it worked. And sometimes, you know, I see the messages afterwards and it is like, well, you know, well in, well Joe, done, you, yeah. you did a good job. And that, and the fact that I'm now getting invited back and almost like cementing my place in this boxing, because it is getting more boxing. It's not just two YouTubers fighting, like you say. It's fucking Floyd Mayweather, yeah, Mike yeah. Tyson, the last one. Like, this is legit. There's an actual responsibility here to represent boxing.
And at the end of the day, right, Sky Sports are not going to, like, mollycoddle you.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day,
it's quite cutthroat.
You know? If you were bad, yeah, you're not getting a call back. Let's be honest. Mm. So how many times have you done it for Sky now? Well, you did.
I did Logan Paul,
but then also
Jake Paul.
And then you've done different things in between yeah. for different brands.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like at the end of the day, these brands aren't going to be contacting you if you're not very good at it. I don't, at the end of the day, you know, whether you're on it or not, I don't think they're not getting you on for pay-per-view sales. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They're getting you on because they clearly think that you're the right man for the job and that you fit the bill. And granted, they're not going to, probably not going to get you on AJ versus Fury.
Man, I think they should. No, but on level, not as like the main commentator, don't get me wrong. I think like if they did some sort of YouTube based thing, like content around the AJ Fury fight or whatever, you know,
a stream or something.
Or just like on the build up, I'm out there in Saudi Arabia. By the way, we've had the news that fight may not even be going on, but hypothetically, if I'm out there in Saudi Arabia doing some sort of thing, some sort of interview with AJ, with Fury, or some bit of content that gets that YouTube or younger audience involved, like, and more hyped about the fight, it's only going to hype the fight up more. Like, no, granted, it's not going to be the old geezers, you know, boxing fans that are like, you know, those hardcores, but it's going to be that audience, that YouTube boxing audience. Like, that could be, that, you know, all you're going to do is add more viewers. You know, it's not going to stop the YouTube people watching, is it? So I'm like, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, like you say, if it's something that goes on YouTube and your sort of primary function there would to be as maybe like a presenter. Now you look at presenters and their job is not necessarily to be an expert. It's to have some knowledge and understanding of everything that's going on, but it's to draw out of other people. And if that's your role, like in sort of a...
Almost the voice of the viewers, like as in like, so not the voice of the hardcores that have been following boxing for 40 years.
Which you never claim to be.
Which I don't claim to be, but imagine like, yeah, like I'm the voice of the people that like the concept of boxing, two geezers beating each other up basically, like it excites you. Like, I want to be almost like that voice that can bring out the side that's not all just serious boxing questions, a bit fun, a bit fruity, a bit waffling style. But do you know what I mean? Imagine that. Like, I just definitely think there's a gap there. So hopefully, I mean, I'm going to have a word with, like, the Sky Sports people and whatnot and see what I can do. But, yeah, another question, because I was having this thought as well. If I was to do a video, imagine a main channel video, hypothetically, because I'm going out there on my own.
Which I'm a bit...
It's a bit annoying, isn't it? Like, I'm
wound up not
normally,
that.
It's like the whole of the YouTube audience, all the YouTubers is what I'm saying, the YouTube scene, and you me. Boys, you know, you all come out, but it's going to just basically be me and then the Sky Sports lot. Like, if I did a whole, like, video, for example, and it went well, it wasn't, like, weird and awkward and I didn't enjoy myself, and I somehow found a way... Like, would you guys want to see that? The behind the scenes of what goes on? Imagine if I got time with Logan, if I somehow got it, because it wouldn't be completely beyond belief for me to somehow be at a point with Mayweather, be at a point with Jake Paul, Logan Paul, to get almost like inside info or just like behind the scenes and fucking funny shit. You never know what might kick off. Would you want to see that? Because that is an idea that I actually had. I don't know.
At the end of the day, right? There's no point in not doing that.
Yeah, do you want to give it a go?
If it does go bad for whatever reason,
yeah,
well, you don't have to put it up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no weight on your
shoulders. No, it's just a random thing.
Give it a go. At the end of the day, you could get some sick content.
Yeah, because imagine like, you know, like the Jake Paul gotcha hat thing.
Yeah.
Imagine something like that happens and I'm the only one that's got it on camera.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, as in, that could happen. I'm going to be, you know, whenever you do this Sky Sports stuff, you are right in there behind the scenes. You have the ultimate access that even the television cameras may not get.
Yeah,
so,
100%.
Yeah, it got me thinking, just the whole experience.
And that comes back, obviously, even more so the access because of who you are. Obviously, like, Logan would probably feel more inclined to, like, sit down and have a chat with you.
Yeah.
Because, like you're on the same level in the sense you're both YouTubers.
Mm.
Whereas like, you know, maybe you wouldn't want to like Sky Sports coming in and being like, all right, maybe we've got the big camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a bit more professional and all that stuff. Yeah. Whereas, yeah, so I thought that'd be potentially a cool idea. So I might give it a go.
I like it.
It's like, it's not too far away either. Like, it's literally in like less than 3 weeks.
I'm just pissed off. Oh.
What? Surely you can come. Wait, what, am I going to miss something?
Whoa.
What am I going to miss?
Oh, waffling.
Oh, fuck.
We'll pre-record
Okay, we'll pre-record that episode. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that week I might be out of here. But, yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
And me and Malfoy will sort it out.
No, you and Theo do one like me and you on right now.
We could do, but...
Give it a go.
Need your house key.
Oh, yeah. Shit. When is Theo going to be back? Next week?
Hopefully. I think if Theo is not ready for next week...
Yeah.
We're going to try and get someone to fill this
seat. Oh, yeah. We might try and get a guest on for next week if Theo isn't ready. So, what guest do you think could make sense to go in this seat? Would you put him in this seat? Or would you put you in that seat and them in that seat?
I don't mind. But it was just that seat was empty.
Oh, yeah. That seat is empty. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This seat or that seat?
Yeah. So, hypothetically, if we needed to get a guest on for next week, who fucking could make sense? That's decent. We got, you know, come on. Come on now.
Comment down below.
Yeah, just let us know. Because, like, fuck me. We definitely want to make something like that happen. And I think it's ready anyway. Because, like, realistically, obviously, waffling is jokes when it's the boys. But I think it is time now that we start introducing...
Freshen it up.
Yeah, freshen it up. Because I think for Series 2... Yeah, basically.
And Series 2, we have... Actually, a couple of things on Series 2.
Go on, go for it.
Season 2, whatever. We are going to have semi-regular guests. There's going to be more episodes with just the boys. But there is going to be guests as like we've sort of got a format in our minds.
Yeah.
Which we won't say just yet.
And what would be really ideal is if you could comment like people that you would love to see on this podcast.
Yeah, I know we've asked that like for the last couple of weeks, but keep them coming.
Yeah, keep them coming because we really want to get an idea of like who makes sense based on what you think.
DM them.
And DM them. Like, yeah, like, let them know. We want to see you on the Waffling podcast because realistically, best podcast around. And let's be real.
Season 2.
Yeah.
Is going to come back. I think it's like the 22nd of August or sometime.
Yeah.
We'll confirm it on Instagram at Waffling Podcast. And it's only going to be 10 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
This one's 15.
Okay, it's going to be 10 episodes.
Because we do have that issue of we want to keep it fresh.
Yeah, realistically, like, I mean, if, you know.
We want to, obviously, well, you ever get this with a TV series, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, I wish they just made more. Why have they stopped it? Well, the reason you want more is because they stopped it.
Yeah, whereas you don't want it to get to a point where you're like, oh, they're all getting a bit boring now because they're rinsing it.
Grey's Anatomy, mate.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? That show. Like almost, it's almost like when we were inconsistent last summer and you didn't know, oh, is there going to be an episode? Isn't there? Like, mate, our views were like more because it was like when there is an episode, boom, we're on it. And it was like, you don't know when you're going to get another one.
And whereas, because we had that time in between, it was like, oh, this show is going to be amazing because we've got like so many things to talk about now.
Exactly. So it's sort of, yeah, hit and miss, but we're always trying to improve everything and, you know, this, that and the other. Now, what else have we got to speak about? I mean, let me really just try and absolutely... Well, think through my brain.
Mate, I'm not going to lie.
What?
I've got an exam right now.
What? You've got one?
It's a 24-hour exam.
Was it started?
And the question was released 25 minutes ago.
Oh, shit. So you've got to go and do the exam?
If that's all right.
I know. Wait, so can I just quickly ask one last thing? So after this, are you going waffling full-time?
Waffling full-time.
Fuck!
As it so, can you just
waffling full time, Luke?
Can you please like carry on watching? Like, otherwise, I haven't got a fucking job.
Yeah, because he's ending what your law degree? Because you were going to become a football agent, right? So you're going to be like Paul Pogba's agent.
Mate, that was my
goal.
Because initially I wanted to be a lawyer when I first started uni. Obviously, I'm doing a law degree, but then I was like, yeah, this is boring. So I thought, what is a law degree maybe useful for? Getting into agency, and I know this because. There's a lot of Canadians on the course. And one of my mates, he was going into that, but for NHL players.
Yeah.
So I think he had a foot in the door anyway because his dad was a professional hockey player. So yeah, he's just gone and he's doing that now, I think.
Fuck, so why do you think waffling is a better avenue to go down rather than to become a football agent?
I'm not like, this is the best job in the world. Like, think about it. Like, I have to meet up with my friends
and talk
for an hour and a half a week. Like, why would I not want to do that? And it does pay the bills.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go. So everyone, keep watching. We love you.
Mm.
Through and through, we're in love. We'd snog each and every one of you. Ooh. Come on down now.
Yeah, over 18s. We'd snog.
There you go. But yeah, that has been Waffling for this week. We need, obviously, Theo. Get him some support. Let him know he is loved because he is our best friend and we love him through and through. So, yeah, hope to see him again soon. If not, we'll have a guest next week. Let us know who you think that should be. Leave a like, rating, and comment. Joseph, you are so goddamn shaggable. This has been Waffling. You've been the Waffling Mafia. And peace!